Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
After spending the night together, I assume the two of you are just going to go to bed? Is that the plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
You retire to your separate bedrooms in the Chartreuse. The night is largely uneventful, if, you know, almost peaceful, given the circumstances. And you wake up to probably the sound of songbirds and more wonderful warm summer light streaming in through your windows. What's your plan today? Are you going to investigate further witnesses or the other children?
That depends. Did I have a restful sleep?
I would say you had a restful sleep, yeah.
Okay.
Did I have a restful sleep?
I would say so, yeah. I would say it was a pretty pleasant night, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a coffee from Amori and then make a phone call as per the plan I had to call an expert. I don't know if you're up yet, Mikhail, but I get up. I don't wake you up. I let you sleep. You're big.
yeah. You feel like you got the vibe of somebody who likes to sleep in.
I like to imagine that I am currently Die Hard 2 style, nude as the day I was born, in my room doing yoga.
Yes.
That rules.
Just calisthenics.
Yeah.
As the sun rises.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably around like, say, 7 a.m., even as early as 6:30. But when you descend the stairs, Amori is up and probably doing just like the preparations for the day. Maybe she's eating a banana.
Bonjour, bonjour. Amori. Can I trouble you for a cup of black coffee?
Oui, I can make you coffee.
Thank you very much.
She goes out the back. You think maybe whatever percolator or whatever she'll use will be out the back. The phone, yeah, if it's sitting there in the corner, mind its business if you want to partake?
I wait for my coffee and I light a cigarette, and it's time to call my good friend and one of my two contacts, Father Ford.
The coffee is brought out to you on like a chipped china cup, on like a little saucer, and there's two cubes of sugar on
there. Is it coffee or espresso?
Probably would be espresso, really, wouldn't it? Or it might be like very nice, like, you know, like strong
pressed
European
coffee.
Pressed coffee. You know, like that kind of black as the night kind of, you know, that like wonderful aroma of good, but that like kind of European, really strong coffee. That's probably what it's got the smell of. Maybe there's even a couple of biscuits there as well with the coffee.
Are you trying to fat me up, Amori?
she chuckles and returns. If there's anything else you need, I will be in the kitchen. And she disappears out the back. She gives you a little smile and a curt nod. You can see she's blushing again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm handsome.
You sure are.
I've finished doing pull-ups over the archways of my door. Let go. Presumably the door is slightly bent a little bit. Yeah. And then I go get dressed and head downstairs myself. Today I was dressed like a tourist yesterday, but that's obviously not what our cover is. So I'm going to dress a little bit more conservatively today.
I make my phone call to Father Ford.
You enter Father Ford's number and put the little receiver to your mouth and the earpiece to your ear. And you hear as the number is dialed. But after a while, he doesn't pick up. It doesn't go to answering machine. You don't think Father Ford has an answering machine, but he doesn't pick up. You don't know if you've got him at a bad moment. He will get a notification that you called, but you won't be able to leave a message.
Can I try and ring the parish? Like, maybe not him specifically, but the parish that I know that he's at?
Yeah, sure. I'd say you can ring the parish. Maybe a woman's voice answers. Maybe she's sort of like a member of the parish, or like just a another religious figure in it.
St. Aloysius, who may I say is calling?
Hi, it's Icarus Fortune. I'm looking for Father Ford.
Hi there, Ike. Give me a second.
You hear as like the phone is placed down, and footsteps as this person leaves. After about maybe 2 minutes, she returns.
I'm sorry, he's out in another town. He won't be back until, well, for a couple of hours now, maybe 4 or 5 hours. He's going in and taking care of some business over there. I can tell him you called.
Yes, the number here is the Chartreuse Inn. Chartreuse. Look, I can't pronounce it. It's French.
You in France, Snark?
I am in France. My work takes me far and wide. I'm sure Father Ford can understand.
My goodness.
But yes, if you give me a call back here, I have some questions about some work that I'm doing here that I think are of a faith-based nature.
I'll make sure he calls you back. Yeah, sorry he ain't here right now, but I'll make sure he calls you back.
That's okay. That's fine. That'll do.
Thank you, Nock. Enjoy France.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely, her name is Mary.
Have I noticed the bug in the phone?
Yeah, I would say you have.
Cool.
I'd say it's hard to put a bug in a phone this old in a way that is terribly subtle.
Strapped to the side, spray painted black.
Sparks going everywhere for some reason. It's flashing red lights.
Just keeps whining. No. Just a tiny little...
You hear in the earpiece, you hear, can you repeat that again for sound?
I leave it there.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe as you get off the phone and you hang it up, you see as Mikhail comes down the stairs.
Morning, big guy.
Good morning, cowboy.
I haven't drunk the coffee. I've just smoked the cigarette. I slide it across to you. I got your coffee.
You charmer.
I grab the cup, look at it a bit suspiciously, then set it down. I don't drink from it immediately.
I take the cup back, I have a sip, I put it down and slide it back towards you.
It could be a poison that only activates after you have consumed a certain amount. I will make the decision when I make the decision. What is our move today? I think it would be clever to at least consider the other two houses before we investigate the wheat fields.
Do you think you could find your way back?
From what?
To where you were last night.
We could investigate there as well. Yes, I made all the Russian agents are trained to retrace their steps at any time on command.
Sounds like they got some top-notch training over there in the Kremlin.
World-renowned, I've heard.
Second best.
What are you investigating first? Are you heading to the other children, or are you heading to the wheat fields where you had your experience last night, Mikhail?
What would be closest? One of the children's houses, that is Anita DeBost or Jordan Batir?
Yeah.
One of them? They would be closer?
That'd be far closer.
Would either of them be on the way, maybe?
They're kind of in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
If the town's built in circles, that sort of like outer circle, probably to the kind of north, is where Toby Roden's house is, on that kind of like northern...
Oh, we've been to Toby's house though, haven't we?
Yeah, but sorry, what I'm saying is that on that outermost circle to the northern end is Toby Roden, and then to the southern end on like one of the innermost circles of the town is where you would find the other two children's houses.
Okay.
So kind of in the opposite direction. But it's not a huge town, so it probably wouldn't take you the whole day to just investigate those kids.
Yeah.
If we wanted to strike while the iron was hot, we should have gone to the field last night. Any evidence that is there will still be there after Anita and Jordan. I say we should investigate there first.
I mean, any evidence would not be there last night either, because according to you, the house appeared and then disappeared.
I do not know how to describe it otherwise. I am shocked that I need to explain to you the paranormal exists.
No, you don't. I'm aware. But I'm just saying that if it can appear and disappear at will, time is really not of the essence with evidence. Just, you know, just so we're on the same page here. We agree.
Sure.
Great.
It's still quite early in the morning, but it's probably around like 7. The two of you get into, I'm assuming you're far too small for your car, and you trundle through the beautifully cobbled streets.
They really had nothing bigger.
I did not want anything bigger. This rental is merely to serve purposes of going from A to B.
You can go to A to B in something a little bigger.
That would attract unwanted attention. But I suppose you have no problem with that.
Hang on a minute. You don't want to attract unwanted attention. You are the size of a tree, and you are cramming yourself in a shoebox. This attracts so much attention, it's not even funny. Well, it's a little funny. It's very funny.
What sort of attention does it attract, though? Do I look like a spy?
You know what, Mikhail? I have to give you that. You never look like a spy. You look like a ridiculous clown, man.
As you say that, you pull up out the front of the address that you were given in the information packet for Jordan Batia. This is a small kind of like a concrete suburb. You know, that kind of like that very European, the houses are made of like little rocks kind of,
yeah,
you know, that sort of,
yeah,
style.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah. So it's one of those houses, and it's kind of in a what you might call a suburban area for Nanterre. But really, it still feels very much like a village. The sun is out. This is a small front yard. In the front yard, you can maybe see a bicycle. And you can see maybe a light on inside as well. So you assume that somebody is definitely home.
A light on? What time is it?
It's early. It's like 7. But oh, okay. You can see, like, yeah, there's a light on in maybe the kitchen of the house, let's say.
Is it too early?
7 a.m. I think that's a fine time for, like, regional France in the 60s.
Fair. That checks out.
I mean, maybe it is a bit early, but they'll be up.
You remember how we're going to play this?
You will do all the talking, I will do all the investigating.
That is not entirely correct.
I'm already outside of the car. I move quick.
Yeah, you are. You're zippy.
He's a big, infuriating man.
You get out of the car, and I'm assuming approach the door.
Yeah. I knock.
After a little bit of time, a man answers the door. Can I help you? He says.
Good morning. Bonjour.
You're the investigative journalist, huh?
You have heard of us.
I got a call from Joseph yesterday saying that you might be around. So, we have heard of you.
Word travels fast. Well, it is a pleasure to meet you. What was your name again, sir?
I'm Fabien.
Fabien. Ike. And this is my associate, Mike.
Bonjour, he says. We are just getting ready to go to work, but you can come inside briefly if you want.
As long as it's not too much trouble.
No, you will have to leave in 20 minutes, something like that, if that's enough time.
It's okay. Where do you work?
I work in town as a butcher.
Ah,
says.
Wonderful. So you'd be the man I'd come to for a good cut of meat.
I would. My wife, Anastasia, also works at the butcher, so if you're curious.
Well, that's...
Please, come inside.
Wonderful.
If we are pressed for time, would it be possible to see your son's room now?
You can have a look. I will show you the way. It's a small kind of more modern, in quotation marks, than, say, the sort of more rural house, but definitely less modern than the apartment. But you're led through a kind of cozy-looking lounge room, down a corridor to a door, and into a child's bedroom. It's kind of, not threadbare, but it's just fairly simple, the bedroom of Jordan Batier. You can see there's a radio in here and a comfortable single bed.
So just to get a bit of a scale of a timeline here, Fabien, do you mind if I call you Fabien?
Would you must, yeah. Does that's fine?
Wonderful. Making friends everywhere we go, Mike.
Let's get that little pause is absolutely happening in like within the world as well. Just that pause of nobody responding, nobody reacting.
I want to imagine I'm like on the other side of Fabien. I turn around to Icarus and give you a very fixed look, like I understand, and I will break your face into your chest if you keep going.
I find it amusing. He's not going to kill me.
Oh, so certain. Everyone who dies thinks they weren't going to die.
Oh, I'm going to die, but not by you.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, so just want to get a range of the time frame. So we understand.
Would you like me to get my wife?
Or if she's available.
Yeah, he doesn't really leave. He just sort of pokes his head out into the main part of the house and calls for his wife. And he stays. The journalists have some questions for us. She comes in. She's maybe eating toast. Sorry, go ahead.
My understanding is that the rodent boy was first, And the Rapace girl, she was the last child taken.
Second last, he says.
You were second last. So how many days ago, roughly?
About five, I think.
5 days. And again, similar circumstance to the other children. At night, came in the morning,
he was gone. We put him to bed the night before, perhaps 8:30 p.m. And then in the morning, we come to check on him. You can see there's like a beat where he kind of like relives it a little bit. Around this time before we went to work and we opened the door and he was missing.
And the window was open.
The window was open, but it was an odd night. Yeah, we opened it the night before.
I checked the windowsill. Is there any dust?
No dust. No, okay. Not on this one.
Unusual sort of question for just, I guess, to get a bit more of a picture of who your Jordan was as a boy. He was friends with the other children, with Sabrina. Is that correct?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Not really the other two kids.
They knew each other, yeah. They knew each other.
They played football together, is that correct?
We sometimes. A lot of the children played football together, yeah.
Where would they play football together?
Out on the street, there are not so many cars here in Nanterre, so it was often quite safe. And they would play out there on the road.
Just on that about cars, would seeing someone in a car draw attention to them or detract attention from them?
Here in Nanterre, there are very few automobiles, and those that there are, we know mostly who has what truck. So
yeah.
If somebody was here in a car we had not seen before, it might stand out.
So you would completely. Say that to own a car around here is a expense, and that it would be less troublesome to own a cheaper car here.
I suppose. Do you believe that the person who took my child had a car? Is that what this is about?
We're not sure. We're looking at every possible angle. Just shut down.
There is one thing, he says, about Jordan that you might have heard the same thing from the other families, but he took his shoes when he left.
His shoes.
We could not find a pair of his shoes, and he only has two pairs, and we know where they are most of the time. And he is there not here? Or they not? We're not there when we went to investigate him in the morning when we went to check in on him.
So it wasn't rushed.
Were they athletic shoes?
No. What he. Goes, like, maybe even leans down. You're in his bedroom, and, like, there's a little kind of, not a shoe, what do you, like a shoe shelf, you know, like a little,
yeah.
Somewhere
sure,
for him to
yeah.
keep his shoes. And he pulls out a pair of, they kind of just look like simple dress shoes, really, like school shoes. They were similar to these, but they were his only other pair. I don't know if that's relevant to you.
Oh, everything's relevant to us, sir. Don't you worry. I have one other unusual question, again, just to build a bit more information about your son. For example, did he have, you know, many friends at school? Was he quite popular? Did he have an imaginary friend that he spoke to?
Not for a very long time. He had an imaginary friend when he was very young, but it did not last terribly long. Otherwise, he has quite a few friends. Yeah, we've had some at the house before, and he is, was a happy little kid with lots of chums.
Fabian, I believe he still is a happy little kid.
Thank you. He says there's a lot of emotion behind his thank you. Maybe even puts his hand on your shoulder.
This is how you interact with people, Mikhail.
Well, watch as I fucking butcher this moment, and I do not care. We spoke with the man that the police thinks has did this, the traveler or whatever. He was not very cogent when I spoke with him. He kept muttering something about the white streak moves through the void. Does this mean anything to you?
No, nothing that I can think of. The white streak.
It might have been apologize. Something that your son even spoke about, perhaps.
No, I don't. No, I cannot recall any him ever mentioning a white. Is it
Ike? Yeah. You should get your throat checked. You seem to have some issues with it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
I wish I could help more, but no, he never mentioned a white streak.
What clothes are missing? What was he wearing?
He would have been in his pajamas. And they are not here. They were presumably on his body.
Is his school uniform here?
It should be. He goes to a cupboard in the room, opens it up, and pulls out a little school uniform.
Does it look like the uniforms I saw the kids wearing?
Not really. I mean, it's similar in that it is the uniform the kids were wearing was kind of like a school uniform, but it's definitely not identical.
Yeah, it's the same style, but not really anything. Yeah. I look at you and shake my head.
Maybe even the one you saw, the kids had little waistcoats on or something, but this one is just a blazer and a tie and a white shirt kind of thing.
Yeah. How many schools are there in the general area here?
There's just one in the
town. Just the one?
And it is not large because Nanterre is not large. Most of the children, not most, but some of the children just are homeschooled because they work on farms and stuff in the area.
I'm going to have a look around and leave the rest of the conversation to Icarus.
Maybe as you're investigating, because out this window sort of leads to maybe an alleyway between more suburban houses. And maybe as you're investigating out this window, you can see shoe prints in the ground. Maybe they've dried, maybe mud that has dried around the shoe print in the hot summer sun. But they kind of disappear out onto the cobbled streets, and then you can no longer track them anymore. But you can see remnants of shoe prints coming from the windowsill down out the alley.
I take some photos. So they disappear on cobblestone.
Yeah, it's like they leave the alleyway, which is kind of maybe muddier and just sort of more natural or whatever. And then when they hit the cobblestone, it's just hard to see any further footprints. You think even if the mud of the kids on the kid's shoe had hit the cobblestone, it would have just been worn away by other people passing by this point. Is there anything else you would like to know? Says Fabian.
I guess just to get a bit more of an understanding of the children in town and the kind of lives they live. Besides football, do they play any other sorts of games? I know where I was from, we used to play a strange game where we'd all dress as pirates. And the idea was you had to take over other people's yards from other pirates. So there was costumes involved. Any games like that with costumes, masks, things like that?
No, not. I mean, children, I do not pay attention to every game they play. But nothing I can think of specifically with costumes. No. Sometimes they might play, knights and dragons or whatever, and hit each other with sticks.
They've even got that back home.
I think that is largely pretty universal. I do not think any other games such as that. We should really keep getting ready for work if there's nothing else, he says.
Oh, of course. Do you mind while you're getting ready? We'll just take a couple more photos of the room, and then we'll follow you out shortly.
Be my guest, he says. Him and his wife. Thank you, she says, and the two of them head back into the kitchen.
See anything?
Through the window, I point to the footprints. Footprints. They lead out to the cobblestones, but I think they will be a dead end, especially if something aerial picked the child up.
They're small footprints. They're not like an adult's footprint.
Yeah, Yeah.
I don't understand how you could not find any footprints and assume that, oh, it's definitely this homeless guy we found under the bridge.
I think this is an interesting clue, though. It speaks to these children may not have been taken. This child left here in his pajamas of his own free will.
I think they all did.
Perhaps.
How many children did you see last night?
As a guesstimation, how many would I have seen?
As many as, well, you didn't enter the mansion fully, but on the lawn, you probably saw like maybe six.
On the lawn, I would have seen perhaps six.
I really should hopefully get in touch with Father Ford later today, see if I can learn a bit more about something that might be similar to this.
You were told last night, if you recall, that you could go to the town hall to investigate. You were like, oh, where can I go to investigate, like, a history of the town?
That's right.
You do have that as an option.
I also want to go to that recreated chateau to see if it looks similar to the house that you saw, even if it's not the same, but from the same time period.
Perhaps it would be clever for us to split up. One of us can take one scene, another of us can take another, and then we can meet up to either investigate where I was last night or visit the chateau.
Why don't we visit the chateau and then investigate the area you were seen at last night?
That also works.
Do you want to go to the town hall? Because I feel like you're a much better conversationalist with records that cannot talk back to you.
Yeah, I do tend to find that when people just listen to me, things go a lot smoother.
That is not at all what I meant. Also, can we just pause something very quickly? In your experience working for the house, how often have you found it useful to inform the people that you are helping of the thing that is coming for them?
What does it matter?
What do you mean, what does it matter?
What does it matter if they know the name The White Streak or not?
Because, you see, Mikhail, if people think you're insane, they do not help you.
You see, as the head of Fabian Pugsen, we are leaving for work if everything is finished.
Oh, we are good here. Apologies. My apologies. We'll head out.
Okay. We'll see. Him and his wife, they leave. They're walking to work because it's just not far. And they lock the door behind them. I hope you can find what you're looking for.
Hopefully we can too. And maybe I'll swing by later and collect some salami.
Well, please do. Please do. He gives you like a weak smile as they leave.
When we're out of earshot, I turn to you and I say, ooh, mentioning something about their child or the person who might have taken them was very strange and might make me seem crazy, but you can ask for fucking salami. You looked unhinged.
I tell you what, if your head was at my height, I'd hit it. Let's go.
I slam the car door so hard, I'm going to need to repair the glass. Where am I dropping you off?
I think I might walk. I'm going to head out to the DeBost girl and ask around what's going on there, and then I will meet you back at the hotel.
I imagine we're having this conversation through the broken window.
And then I'll meet you back at the hotel, and then we'll head to the chateau from there. We'll reconvene, have a discussion about what we've seen and found. And, Mikhail?
Yes?
If you see any children in bird masks, don't follow them.
I will be, of course, the utmost cautious around children with bird masks.
Do I believe that at all?
It's up to Adam. Is he telling the truth?
You think I might do it now just to spite you?
Come at me, Mystery Mansion. This is going to really piss off an American, I know.
Oh, how scary if we split up and then later on you see a giant mountain of a man wearing a bird mask. How scared would you be?
Oh, no.
I'd be scared, no. But also, I know I can pull my gun out quicker.
What's up with you, Icarus? It's not far. It's probably like a 5 minute, or maybe more like a 7 minute walk. It's in the same general area, the second house. And it's very similar. You think, like, obviously these houses were built kind of to design at some point in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
It's an almost identical house. Maybe there's no bike in the front. Maybe the lawn is a little bit more overgrown. But otherwise, yeah, it looks pretty much the same.
I just go up to the door. I knock on the door.
The door opens and a woman answers. This is a kind of younger woman, maybe in her, like, mid-20s, that kind of thing. Bonjour, she says.
Bonjour. My name is Icarus Fortune. I believe you may know why I'm here. But if you do not, allow me to fill you in. I am an investigative journalist writing a story for an article back home talking about the true crime that has taken place here in your town, the unfortunate events of some children going missing.
You are correct. I have received a call about you. Please come inside. I am just cooking breakfast. She turns around and walks into, again, a very similar kitchen to the one at the previous house. You can see sitting at the table is a child, another kid. My name is Giselle, and this is my daughter, Valerie.
Bonjour to you both.
The daughter who is still here. She goes, she's cooking eggs and maybe some ham.
You can call me Ike. I can call you Giselle if you'd prefer, or I could call you Miss Du Bois.
Giselle is fine.
Wonderful.
Please ask away if you have any questions.
Are you a Valerie or a Val?
The child who looks to be like maybe 7-ish. You can call me Val, she says, but she seems like kind of a little bit shy of you. Maybe she's got like a box of cereal that she's sort of hiding behind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, Val, Ike, this is going to work out perfectly, I think. We'll get on famously.
Val, like, peeks around from the cereal and she gives you... Maybe she gets a big spoonful of the cereal, has a bite, and gives you a big, broad smile.
So tell me, Val, I'm going to talk to her. Mum's making eggs, I guess, and whatever. Does Mum seem to care?
No, she seems kind of a bit despondent, to be honest.
Why don't you tell me your favourite thing about your sister, Anita?
She was good at drawing, she says, and she would draw me pictures sometimes.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have any of the pictures that she drew you?
Oui. You can, if she looks to her mum, if I can show him our room?
Is that okay, Giselle?
Giselle turns around. I will come with you, but yeah. She turns off the stove, and she follows the two of you to what you see now is a joint bedroom. There are two beds in this. One for Val, presumably, and one for Anita.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.